everyone who's anyone listens to the Vashon Sports Machine with Oscar Lopez. Just ask the voice of the Portland Trail Blazers, Kevin Calabro.
You're listening to the voice of Vashon Island Football, Oscar Lopez on 101.9 FM.
Hello, Voice of Vashon listeners. My name is Oscar Lopez, and today we have a post-districts, pre-state interview with the Vashon Island boys varsity soccer captains, Ellis Cuddeback, Orion Noller, and Lewis Thompson. So, captains, with the district and regular season having come to a close, what do you think as a team are our highs and lows, as in lows as in what we need to work on going into the state tournament?
Oh, I think our highs are our counterattacks and our defensive formation. What do you guys think?
I think we need to work on finishing our chances. In the last two games, I'd say we missed maybe like half of them, and we're going to get way less chances in the next couple games. So we got to make sure we're finishing those. And that's what we're working on today in practice, and it was looking good.
I think we've done a good job of switching that, getting better throughout the season of switching the ball around the 18 and keeping it more around the 18, whereas in the beginning of the season, I feel like we were a lot more direct and just tried to force that ball too much, and I think we've learned that patience. I think we can work on like the counterattacks and such. Like, we've given up a few goals that shouldn't have been goals that we should have been more organized for.
And when you say the counterattack, are you saying you're more worried about like what an attacker can do off the ball per se? Like if a ball is sent through or over the top, or like if an attacker's on the ball and driving at the back line?
More like off the ball if he gets that run in behind, because I feel like with our 4-4-2, our outside backs like to go up and sometimes they tend to overcommit. And then that leaves that space in behind.
Yeah, it's funny. If it were me, I would be a little bit more concerned about the other one because we have such great pace as a back line. You know, Gavin Keenan, Ferdy Escovedo, those are some fast, fast center backs or fullbacks or wherever they're playing. But sometimes I feel like, and we don't see this too often because of the low caliber of, you know, attacking opposition that we come up against. I find, though, sometimes, you know, an attacker will have somebody who's skilled get on the ball, get down, like, in the corner, and then drive at a fullback and just get past them because our defenders get very little game opposition, like, players that will come at them like that.
Yeah, I feel like we haven't necessarily faced a pacey team, though, where those we haven't been truly tested in behind. So.
Yeah, and you can have somebody who's fast, like Kyle Hughes on Cascade Christian. Like he's a speedy guy, but it's different from somebody like Mason Haynes, where when he's on the ball, he's speedy and he'll attack you with pace. Like Hughes he's a fast runner, but when he gets on the ball, his speed drops.
Yeah, I don't think we've really had a lot of competition, with the strikers we've been going against, but like. From what I saw in practice today, I think we looked good. Our back line looked really good, and I think we're ready for whatever comes our way.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's talk a little more. What about the changes? You were mentioning it a little bit earlier, Lewis. The changes that we've made in the way we attack, like upping the pace of the attack and the way we do that, rather than just sending it forward for Mason or Yoni Respighi or someone like yourself to just run at.
Mm-hmm.
How have we switched that up?
Well, we've been moving the ball side to side a lot more. We try to do it like a couple times before we go straight forward, and it shifts the other team back and forth.
Yeah, with our
opens up.
Yeah, our new formation makes it so the strikers get wide, like they're forced to go all the way wide, and the midfielders come in more. And I think that really has helped us. Get width, but also swing the ball wide when our top goal scorers are forced to like move more than they usually have to. And that makes it so we're less direct and we're more, we switch the ball around more.
Yeah, and it allows for the outside backs to get up, which really helps with the overlaps instead of Mason and Yoni being isolated there. They have that option down the line to get in.
So one more thing I want to talk about that I've noticed that I think we have improved on slightly, but definitely the level still needs to be raised as we come into state. And it also kind of coincides with your guys' role in the team as captains is the intensity. I think we're lucky that we got such a high seed in the state rankings. For those who don't know, we were given the 2 seed out of 20, which, I mean, is a testament to our great record, but it allows for us to host our first match, and then if we win that, our second match. But especially when we're on the road and even a little bit at home, our intensity seems to be lacking mentally, and then it reflects in our physical performance, especially early on in the matches. And for me, the role of keeping that in check falls to the captains, making sure that every player on the team is like mentally focused and ready to go, which is an especially hard challenge for this team, because when you're coming up against Seattle Christian, who you know you could beat with your C team, each of them with one of their legs chopped off, it's hard to want to fight in a game like that. And it shows when we come up against harder opposition. So how can we combat that?
Oh yeah, I totally agree with all that. Like we have a young team and everyone's friends. So I mean, everyone's just having fun on the bus, you know what I mean? And especially when you know that the competition you're going up against is not very good, it's hard to keep that intensity. But I totally agree that keeping the intensity is like essential for us to go far in state. And I think us as captains are gonna make sure to drive that point through this week, especially that intensity is the most important thing we could be doing in these coming games. So we need intensity.
Yeah, it is. It's hard when you go on the road because sometimes you're showing up late and don't have a lot of time to warm up, and it makes for long days. But I do think our harder games so far this season, we have brought the intensity, and I think we're ready.
Yeah, the home games really will help with state, and I feel like everyone knows what they're playing for, that state championship, and that everyone really wants to win that. So I think this week in practice, the intensity is going to go up a lot, and especially during the state tournaments, I think everyone knows that it needs to be raised.
I'd like to point out one instance where I thought maybe the best instance of captaincy I've seen so far this season, and it was we were away at Bellevue Christian, and at one point we were down 3-1. Halftime, I think it was 3-2. And second half, we came out, you, Ellis, came out not necessarily yelling at the team, let's go, up the intensity, but doing it yourself, being like a natural role model, like, you know,
yeah,
driving hard at the defense, you know, working hard and allowing that to be something that the people around you saw and it reflected. I mean, we came back, we won that game 6-4. It would have been 6-3. I mean, the guy just scored a long shot. How can, like, that was great. How can we, like, see that from all of you in these state games?
Well, yeah, I think showing intensity is always going to be better than yelling at the kids. And I mean, they're going to, if they see us playing hard, they're going to play hard too. And you have to back up your motivation with actions.
Yeah, for sure.
So we've been teasing the state conversation for a little bit, but now I think we can get into it. Just to catch anybody up who is unclear, the Washington 1A state tournament has 20 teams, and the first round is sort of like a play-in where the lower seeds will fight for spots, and then they end up coming in and playing the top 4 seeds, one of which is us. So our first match is going to be against the winner of, was it Riverside versus Cashmere, who play tomorrow, Tuesday, May 14th. And so first let's talk about that. The film on them is kind of old, but what do we know about those teams?
Well, we know Riverside isn't all that strong compared to Cashmere, but Cashmere has a few really solid players. They got a solid center mid who seems to drive their team. They They counter really quickly, and they're an overall really strong team. They've played against some other really good teams who are highly ranked in the state tournament. So I think it'll be a good battle, but I think we got it.
Yeah, Scott was saying they have they like to counter, so we just need to be prepared on the defensive end to not overcommit on our outside backs and such. And they're gonna work hard, so we need to match that, if not up it.
So. Yeah, they like to shoot from distance too, and so we just gotta be stepping up to the shots and blocking them. they also apparently they don't have a very deep bench like we do.
I mean, not many surely can. We've got a squad of like 22 that can all come on and do a job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we can tire them out in the first half.
What I noticed about Kashmir, just by looking at like their records, and what makes me nervous is that their record overall, I think, is 10 wins, 8 losses, and 1 draw. But only half of those games they played in conference. They're 5-4-0 in conference and 5-4-1 out of conference, whereas we are like, 16-0 in conference and then 1-1 out of conference. We have so many less out of conference matches compared to them, and I think that's due to them having a small conference. But that sort of experience of playing different teams, I think, can really help them. And I agree that we should see them out of the tournament. I think we are definitely the better team. I think especially we'll see it in the second half. They'll get tired. We've got the players, we've got the fitness. We should see them through, but like, despite their 15 seed, it should definitely be a game that we are focused for. And then after that, we play the next day, assuming we win, against Quincy versus Topanish, which I think is going to be a really interesting game, not just the game between those two teams, but our game with them. So what do we know about those guys?
Well, Quincy, I'm pretty sure, just beat Cascade Leavenworth, who's the number one seed. Quincy just beat them in the district finals, I believe. And yeah.
Go ahead. No, you lose.
I think Quincy's a similar team to like Kashmir. They like to get on that counter, and they're going to work hard as well as getting those shots off. So I don't think it'll be too much of a different play style between Kashmir and Quincy.
And Quincy were the one seed last year.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, they fumbled
it. They choked it pretty hard. They lost to some small team.
Yeah.
But you never know. I think a team like that just a year ago were so strong, it's definitely not something to, you know, they're the 10 seed, but they could easily be playing at like the 5 seed level. And I noticed in practice, we talk a lot as if we are assuming that Quincy are going to win that game. I think that, like, if I was in Vegas, that would be the bet. But Topanish are an interesting team because I'm not too sure, but I actually think they're a 2B team. So if you are a 2B team and you have worked all season to gain the 7 seed, that probably means you're being carried by a couple really, really good players. Because, you know, if you're just that small of a school, you can't, it surely cannot be like us where you have a strong squad all around. So I imagine they probably have like one insane attacker and one insane midfielder.
Yeah.
Which will be interesting. Like, how would we deal with that?
I think in that situation, we have a strong midfield and a strong defense. So I think we'd maybe, like, we have a player, OC, who we'd probably end up putting on. He's like super physical player, so we'd probably end up putting him on the best player, their striker. So I feel like even if they do have 2 or 3 really good players, we have 11, counting Ozzy, and all of them can lock it down. So I'm not really worried about that.
Yeah, if there's only a couple good players, we can always just man mark them and shut them down, and the rest of the team will just fall apart.
Yeah, I feel like we've done that in the past, like Cascade Christian, where they only have really that Josiah and the two mids, Nick and Kyle. And then last year when Bellevue had those two really good seniors, we shut them down and they were out of the game pretty much.
And what else do we know about the rest of our side of the bracket?
Well, we know that the other side of the bracket has Overlake,
Sass,
Bush,
Cascade, strong
Cascade Leavenworth.
Yeah.
So that other side is most of the teams we've been preparing ourselves for all season, mm-hmm. and so we know that we won't have to face them until the finals.
Yeah, it seems like our side of the bracket seems very Eastern Washington based, and it's great that we're having them come to us.
For sure.
Like I think not quite right on our area of the bracket, but the teams that we would potentially face in like the semifinals, there's Royal, Waluke, teams like that. And Royal, for me, is interesting. For those who don't know, Royal have not really any historical prestige when it comes to soccer. However, for the last decade or so, they have been unequivocally dominant in football. Like 8 state titles in the last 15 years, something like that. So I wonder if it is just they have the most insane athletes on that team, like the fastest and strongest people in the league. Which I think would be interesting to come up against, but I imagine we would be able to handle them as well.
Yeah. I mean, Kalahoa is a pretty physical team, but not very technical. Kind of like that.
No.
Team full of football players.
Yeah. That's also kind of like Cascade.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of football players.
So, and what team would you say overall you would be most worried about facing?
Overlake.
I mean, we played them last year.
Want revenge.
I mean, definitely want revenge, but they're clearly strong. They got a lot of film out there, so everyone's seen a little bit of their film. So
mm-hmm.
we all know that they're really good because they play in a hard conference. I mean, Cascade Leavenworth has been number one all season, or most of the season. And
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And Cascade Leavenworth, we played 2 years ago, and they destroyed us.
I think we are a much different team now. But
I agree.
Oh, yeah.
I think...
The
you know.
Overlake game last year was very close.
Yeah,
it was
mm-hmm.
I was down to the wire.
That game just felt like a slog, like a campaign almost, in 100-degree heat, just battling, and what was it, a 1-0 loss at the end?
Yeah.
It was crazy. I think I'd agree with you on Overlake maybe being, other than us, the strongest team. I, you know, especially based on their recent form, I don't have much faith. Well, much faith compared to their seed for Cascade Leavenworth.
Yeah.
But Overlake, they play the toughest teams. That's, you know, reflected in their opponent's win percentage, which was kind of what lifted their RPI. And they also have a lot of history as a team in the state tournament.
Yeah, I'd also say Bush, because they just came off beating Sass 4-0 in the district final.
Really?
So,
and
yeah.
Bush
and they beat Overlake.
Yeah,
although,
so they're pretty...
I watched that game, the Overlake Bush game, and Overlake were definitely the better team. Both of Bush's goals, I'd say a better keeper, our keeper would have saved.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah, it was a bit lucky. It was 0-0 at halftime. Overlake, their striker Birov scored. I don't know if you remember him. He was the guy that scored against us last year, and he's definitely good. He scored, and then Bush scored one near post that the keeper should have done better with, and then another one from long range that the keeper should have done better with.
Mm. Yeah, our whole state just tournament for 1A is pretty weird because the Nisqually League, our league, is super bad, and we got two teams from it coming to the state bracket, so three counting us. But who knows how good the other leagues are. I mean, we could be playing an 18 seed that's super, super good, or a... 18 seed that's actually super, super bad.
Some of the teams like Waluke and like Royal, they haven't really played any teams that we have any experience with or really know much about. So we just really have no idea how good they are.
Yeah, and it's kind of my understanding that the soccer east of the mountains is very different than how it feels like what I've seen from previous years and in film this year. It's much, as we've been speaking before, much more physical, much more kick and rush. You know, those guys base their game off of pace and just like powerful play. Yeah. Whereas, you know, us, Overlake, Sass, teams like that will just play more possession style. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see those two styles come together. I'm really, really excited. Unless this is as it stands now of Monday, unless this changes, Quincy and Topanish will play their match here on Vashon before we play either Kashmir or Riverside. And that'll be really good to see how those teams play, see whoever wins, and it's honestly much better than having film to watch. For sure. I mean, I'd expect our whole team comes to that.
Yeah,
for sure. Definitely. Yeah. What day is that? That's Wednesday?
No. That's
right before.
That's Friday. People want the timings. That's 5 p.m. Friday.
As of right now.
As of right now, 5 p.m. Friday at Vashon is Topanish versus Quincy, followed at, it says at 7, but if that game goes long, it'll just start after that game. We'll play whoever we get notched up against. And then Saturday, if we win, the game will also be here at Pirate Stadium. However, the time is TBD.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Really excited. I love State. Hopefully we can get out of the first round this year. This is kind of partially due to COVID, but you know the last State goal we scored was when we won.
Oh, that
it's
is
gonna change. It's gonna change.
It's gonna change.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's gonna change for sure. I don't see any. I see no defense holding us.
No chance. Ioni and Mason get.
Yeah. Even Foster without Lewis, one of our key attackers, even they, you know, conceded to.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, and we completely controlled that game too. Yeah.
I think that if we just continue possessing the ball throughout the game, the other team won't be able to keep up in the second half.
Yeah, it's just about not over conceding. Like for me, a situation in which we lose is when, you know, we lose control of the game. It gets very just back and forth, and it just becomes kind of a shootout that we don't come out on top.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Great having you guys. Maybe we'll have another chat. Maybe if we come out of our first two games and want to talk again next week, just a short little thing about who we're coming up against. But
when we win.
Yeah, when we win.
Maybe we can bring the state title on.
Yeah. But thank you all for coming, and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you.